Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
How you doing? Yes, my name is Gabriel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for any type of donation. Am I speaking with Paola?
Speaking.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Almost certain you will vote. You probably will vote. The chances are 50 and 50, or you don't think that will vote.
I will vote.
You probably will vote. Thank you. And what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, any other?
Latino.
Thank you very much. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, South America, Spain?
South America.
Okay. For what country you are? Brazil, Peru?
Colombia.
Okay, thank you very much for that. You're probably speaking your home is always Spanish. You do Spanish and English equally.
Spanish and English.
Thank you, appreciate. And what year were you born, ma'am, if you don't mind me to ask you?
82.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate for your help. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 is very warm, favorite feeling. And 50 is
okay.
Neutral. Would you say that you're able to give any opinion? Just let me know, because I will mention some candidates. If you never heard about, let me know. And then you can
okay.
score these people. The first person is Ravi Bala. How much would you give him, like from 0 to 100?
I don't know him.
You don't know him. How about Stephen Fulop?
I don't know him.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I would give him a 4.
Okay, thank you very much. How about Rob Menendez?
I know who Rob Menendez is. I would give him a 6.
Okay, thank you very much. How about Andy Kim?
I don't know him.
Thank you. What about Bob Menendez? This is the father.
I don't know his politics, so I don't know him.
Okay. How about Tommy Murphy?
Tommy Murphy?
Tommy Murphy, yes.
I don't know him.
Okay. Thank you very much. And the last one, Phil Murphy. Have you heard about him?
He's the New Jersey governor.
Yes.
I'll give him a 90.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Actually, I think I might have gotten them confused. Rob Menendez, or is Bob Menendez the New Jersey senator, right?
Yes. And
okay,
Rob Menendez is the son.
Okay, so I don't know the son. Is the son a Jersey City mayor?
Mm-hmm.
He is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I do know Rob Menendez. First thing that comes to mind is, yeah, Jersey City mayor.
Jersey City mayor. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, ma'am. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Would you be disapprove, somewhat approve, strongly approve, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you on that. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos, Andy Kim, and Bob Menendez, from who would you vote? Or you're not decided?
I have not decided.
Thank you very much, ma'am. If the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos, Andy Kim, or Bob Menendez, or you're not decided?
I have not decided.
Okay, thank you very much. We are at 50% on the survey. I really appreciate for your time and your help with me. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Jacy, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala, from who would you vote? Or you're not decided?
And not decided.
I really appreciate for your answer. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now as well, would you lean towards voting for Kylie Casey, Rob Menendez, Ravi Vala, or you're not decided either?
Not decided.
Okay, thank you very much. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Have you heard anything?
Yes, I have.
I've heard a lot. Okay, a lot. Thank you so much on that. Would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, like very closely, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you very much. Just tell me if you are agree or disagree in each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Are you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused for any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involving his father issues in any way. Are you agree to this statement? Someone agree or you are not agree?
Somewhat agree.
I really appreciate for your time. There's no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Are you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted for anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused for any crimes. Are you agree to this statement? Somewhat agree or not agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And the last one, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Are you somewhat agree as well?
No, I agree.
Okay. Strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I really appreciate, and your answer are really important to me, and thank you so much for helping me in this. Let me just go ahead and I'm going just to read some statement made by critics and supporters on Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your mind, even if neither one is exactly right. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez says that he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine on democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well Majors Ras Baraka and Brian Stack and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his records of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which of those statements do you support more, the critic ones or the supporters?
Or you don't have an answer for that? No, I don't really know Rob Menendez's politics, so I don't have an answer.
Okay. I would just go ahead and read another statement made by the critics. The critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say, Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredible, effective, and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in her first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportation to ban books, to ban advertising, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which of those statements it comes to your own view? The critics, the supporters, or you don't have an answer for?
Listen, what I know is what I experienced, and I know for a fact that living in New Jersey is extremely expensive. You cannot rent any apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, for less than $2,700.
Wow.
And the prices keep going up. So,
wow.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know Mr. Rob Menendez's politics, but from what I have experienced, living here is getting more and more expensive. And I know that this does not fall just on one person. But with that said, I don't have an answer, to additional questions about Rob Menendez. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. But your opinion, even though you don't have an answer for it, at least it's going to be really helpful for us. We all are at 80%. Allow me just a few more questions, and I will really appreciate your time just doing the survey, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and
So in the last question, I would probably say I would go with the critics, because based on my own experience, living in New Jersey has not been affordable at all. And I have not seen any changes to that. So
I understand about that, and thank you very much for that. I'm just going to just quickly read some brief statement about some of the candidates for the Congress in your district. Just tell me if those statements make you more likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all to support the candidate for Congress. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Are you much likely with this statement to support the candidate, or you are not likely at all?
I would support.
Like a little more likely? We can say?
Yeah, it's a little more likely, yeah.
Okay. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity, by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's health care. Do you support this statement to support the candidate? Like much more likely, somewhat likely, support the candidate?
More likely. More likely.
Okay, thank you very much. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Are you much more likely to support the candidate with this statement? Somewhat likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
More likely.
Okay. Thank you. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pocket. He fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets or lives the challenge when we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Are you much more likely on this statement to support the candidate? Somewhat, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
More likely.
Okay, thank you very much. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gays' rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. With this statement, are you much more likely, somewhat likely, a little likely to support the candidate?
A lot more likely.
Thank you.
A member. Much more likely.
Thank you. I really appreciate for that. We are almost at 85%. I really appreciate for your time. We're almost done with this. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. With this statement, are you much more likely, somewhat, a little more, or not at all more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you very much for that. Hoboken Mayor Raviv Avala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Avala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not predetermined, a catastrophe, but a challenge that we can, must, and meet. With this statement, you are much more, somewhat, a little more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you very much for that, ma'am. After hearing some information, I would like to ask you again if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Jacy, Rob Menendez, and Raviv Avala, from whom would you vote? Or you're not decided?
I'm not decided.
Okay, not even if the primary elections were held today and you had to decide right now, you won't vote for anyone because you don't have an answer for it, right?
Well, no, I would obviously go online and read a little bit about each candidate and what they're offering or what,
okay.
You know.
But if you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Kylie Jacy, Rob Menendez, or Raviv Avala? Or you're not deciding?
You've only given me a whole lot of information about Rob Menendez. So I guess based on that, I would probably feel like I would vote for Rob Menendez because I know a little more about him than any other candidate. But in real life, I wouldn't. I would sit down and read about every other candidate before casting a vote.
Okay. So since you mentioned that, I will just read a few more statements, and then we will done with the survey. This is about Raviv Avala, the candidate for Congress. Just go ahead and tell me if each statement is accurate and make you more less likely, somewhat likely, or much likely about Raviv Avala. Raviv Avala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Avala takes credit for the work of other, even on a major environmental projects started by different mayors. With this statement, are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all likely with this candidate?
Not at all likely. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm going to have to hang up.
I'm a 90%.
Thank you for.
I'm a 90% right now, okay? If in this case, let's say that you're not likely at all with this candidate, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you a statistical question,
you know,
right now because you're not
survey,
decided.
The survey, it sounds a bit biased.
Yeah. Right now, let me just go ahead and ask you, how do you consider yourself liberal or somewhat liberal? This is just for statistical purposes, and I will let you go.
Okay.
Are you considering liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm a leftist. I'm not a liberal nor a conservative nor.
You can say moderate.
I'm a leftist.
Okay, thank you on that. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you living with friends or family?
We rent.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the year schooling that you have completed? High school, did you went to college, graduate?
Master's.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. Are you current or retired member of labor union, ma'am?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. So lastly, your first name is Paola, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much. So with this, we're going to go ahead and complete the service. Would you like to be contacted in the future so you can help us out to do another survey?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So this concludes the service. I really appreciate for your participation and your time listening to all of those statements.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.